today's guest, John Rosa, Boone County Landfill Recycling. Good to have you back.
Good to be here.
You know
Good
what?
Good morning.
Your job hasn't gone away.
Nope. Thankfully.
Still there. Yeah. Good for you. We'll point out, I threw in a quick note because we know that the household hazardous waste collection thing last Saturday had a little adjustment. I think, did you go to the south parking lot there, or did you do it in the north?
We did it on the regular side, I believe. I wasn't actually with them this time, so I wasn't
actively. Because they were doing that ball game back there, so I wasn't sure.
Well, we moved a couple years ago. We ran into that in that back parking lot. There was the games going on, so we moved over to the west of ways and in the same parking, so nearby, which actually works really well. There's a shaded spot back there in the trees. We're able to park. Yeah, I know Metro Waste really liked that idea, a little more shade, and everybody did, frankly, and just a little more shade and not stand out there in the hot sun. But attendance was a little low this year, which were, you know, it had been dropping, but it went, it was down a bunch this year, and I think maybe that has something to do with our regular Saturday collection events that we've been doing, too. Uh-huh. So I think it alleviates some of that. We did that a couple of years ago to start providing better service so people didn't have to wait till the first weekend of June to dispose of their things on that Saturday.
It cuts down on those surges, doesn't
it? Yeah, yeah. And if that's what it takes, that's good, because I remember, you know, a few years ago participating in the collection event at DMAC, and we were rolling through 100 vehicles during that time, a couple hours. It was rocking and rolling, and you know, a little stressful and busy and hectic, and want to make sure we get everything sorted correctly. So to do the ones throughout the year, I think, is an improvement, but it also makes us reevaluate. If we continue doing that, do we do the collection event? What does it need to be? Yep. Should it be every other year? I mean, just always looking to for ways to do things better.
What is the most efficient way?
Yeah,
Meet the demands, the needs, and then still
provide our service, but make it as efficient and feasible as possible on our end.
Still looking at October's going to matter, though.
Yep, first weekend there. I haven't looked at the date recently. Well, I guess we got a calendar. The 7th. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Look at you.
In the meantime, we do have July 1st coming up for you again. And you're still going to do it the first Saturdays.
Right.
Yep. And by appointment. Throw that one in.
During the week, by appointment. Otherwise, a Saturday is just to show up on those dates on that first Saturday of the month. So
still works out to be pretty good.
Yep.
All right, so let's talk about one of your – it's not really – it's – one of the issues that you've discussed before is we've really become kind of a throwaway society. And we tell it at the landfill. We can tell because it ends up in the landfill.
Yeah, pretty much everything. Yeah. Well, so much stuff, I guess, no matter if it's been recycled or, you know, reused, repurposed, all that stuff. But eventually it will go to a landfill somewhere.
Somewhere. Hmm. Maybe not.
Whether it's ours, whether it's a different one, but. Yes.
But we're doing the citywide cleanup for Boone.
Yeah.
Again, this is, and we've seen it in other communities. They'll do their cleanups. Now, most of them just have a roll-off or something like that and just, you know, hold it to a amount. Boone does 65 tons and then pays over and above. But is it surprising that you still see the volume coming in from?
Yeah. That's been my, I guess, my own little when you step back and think about what we're doing, and we continually doing a citywide cleanup for everybody. I'm not picking on Boone. I'm not naming whatever town is doing
this. Well, you get a lot of communities in your service area ask for this.
Yep. And we do the per capita fee and, you know, that kind of offsetting to say, well, then you get to do this, you know, community cleanups too. So if they're not participating, you know, that you should, the communities should, but, ultimately, you step back and think, why we clean up the community every single year after year after year? It's I don't know. It's worth discussing. That's all I've presented so far is to say, why are we doing this every year? Let's clean it up. Let's be done. Let's stop doing that. And having that community cleanup event every year, does that instill a mindset to be like, yeah, I can just always save it up and throw it away during the free time, you know, in the cleanup? So does it reinforce our disposable society to say, yeah, I can take that, or I'll get more stuff, and I can always throw it away on that community cleanup day? And I don't know if that's perpetuating the cycle. You know, is it a contradiction to what we're trying to do to say stop sending us stuff, stop filling up our landfill? But we're saying that's okay. You can throw it away for free, and it's worth discussing.
Sure,
that's what it comes down to.
We understand when we have issues flooding,
right,
and things like
absolutely.
That creates
derecho and whatever might happen. Yes. Certainly, there's those situations that come up, but not a scheduled one every year.
But I know you've talked about it before, and you brought it up to the supervisors before.
Yep.
It's not, no, let's do away with all of them, but, you know, think of why is this happening here, and is there a way to address it?
Right. And then consistency, too, of, you know, populations have changed. We're still doing the same tonnage or same number of loads coming in. And the communities that are farther away that have to bring in a load, they're allowed so many loads instead of so many ton. City of Boone runs dump trucks and hit the tonnage amount, then they're done. And then they're being charged. Whereas other communities that are farther away, they're just bringing in loads. And those loads could be a dump trailer. It could be a semi-trailer. It's pretty vague. And then it's also kind of all over the board of how do you determine the number of loads, and we've left it alone in the from changing it, just left it alone what it was in the past years to say you've always had five, we're going to leave it at five. We don't want to encourage more, but we have to look at population changes in certain communities that have grown and those that have dwindled down a little bit to say why are you getting this many and why aren't you getting more if your population has grown. So again, reevaluating and discussing, and I guess in the grand scheme, do we reevaluate or do we get rid of it? I just throw it out there for discussion again. I know that that's from talking to our engineers that work with other landfills too, that saying some landfills are getting rid of that service, the community cleanup events. They've done them long enough, and then they've said, nope, we're not going to do them anymore. So, you know, try to be a good, I guess, thief of good ideas to say, should we?
Who's doing what? What seems to be working best for them?
That's right.
Areas. Yep. Hey, I know you talked, again, the same thing when we talk about free yard waste. Yeah, it is convenient. It's a great way to do that, but it does create additional work for you guys. And I mean, obviously you can use some of the material, but it takes a while. You got to work it to be able to make compost work.
Right. That's right.
It doesn't happen overnight.
Those great big logs are not going to turn to compost for quite some time unless we grind them up and let them sit and use some time on our side to let it turn into something useful for us. And that's not even to throw out that disclaimer of picking out the garbage that people throw in there and ruin the yard waste, potentially ruin it for others, because it's very frustrating when it says yard waste and it says what it is. And then people go on the back side of the pile to unload their stuff. And then that's where you find the 2x4s, the boards, the bricks, the planters, plastic bags, cans, like they just swept out their vehicle. And that's pretty frustrating, frankly. And I put it out there that it jeopardizes everything, because it's ridiculous that we would have to go through that stuff when it specifically says
how it was this year. Did you have a few? You had a few that offended.
Yep. But. And we try to post that to keep the discussion going. And when I'm out there, I've done my share of it, picking out the stuff that shouldn't be in there. And when there's other people around seeing me do that, they kind of, well, what are you doing? And it's like cleaning up stuff that shouldn't be in here. And then they realize that's going to jeopardize it, put it in jeopardy for everybody else, isn't it? And it's like, yes. And it's unfortunate, because there's the passionate people that care and they will do it right to the blade of grass, you know, and we certainly appreciate those. Just like recycling, the illegal dumping that would go on in the drop-off site, it jeopardizes it. And if you do it with yard waste, I mean, we do it for free. It's an expense to us. It's free to you. It's free to the community, but it's an expensive service on our end. Even the man hours to then grind it or contracting it out is what we're looking at as well, to say, you know, you grind it and so we don't have to mess with it. But there's an expense and we're taking it on. And why should we take man hours to pick out garbage from people that abuse it? And it's very frustrating. Yeah. If you can't tell the tone of my voice, it's hit a nerve.
Frustrating. It is. Yep. And it's the same for so many other things too. You'll have people that will try to bring in different items, you know, sneak in that TV or whatever try to do.
Throw in a black plastic bag, think you can get away with it. And we have guys that are down the work face, at least we can watch that. And they're awesome about checking the garbage. to make sure that we
stay. Your haulers
stay
are pretty good about it.
They are, yes. Yep. And a lot of times it's, you know, they bring in a roll-off that, and someone threw in something on at whatever site, said, oh, I just throw all my tires into this thing, and they go away. And then suddenly that hauling company is stuck with those tires. And it's frustrating on their end as well. But how do you determine where it comes from? It, you know, it's their responsibility. It probably goes back to the person that they've that was hired, I guess, that hired them to haul that stuff away. So, yeah, it's those challenges to make sure that we stay in compliance with the DNR regulations of what we can and cannot bury. We don't bury appliances. We don't bury tires, and we got to watch those things. So,
and you do have there are those businesses out there that are certified to handle the things. Now, I know you guys get tires, and you have a company come in and pick them up. But there's a cost associated with that. I was going to ask because at one time we were doing like, we were trying shingles.
Yeah.
Trying to recycle those or actually get them diverted to another business. Is that still going or is that going by the wayside?
Yeah, we have a spot still at our in our area that we used to drop it off at. We haven't collected any for a couple of years now, frankly. It was around the COVID time, I guess, but... we used to haul them down to Metro Waste Authority where they would grind the shingles. And oftentimes we would take a load down there. We would bring ground up shingles back for the for secondary roads to use. So to backhaul for them, since we're going this way, why not? And that was a service we would offer. It was, you know, easier for folks to unload. It was still the same rate, but we were able to divert that away from burying them. And wow, we get a lot of shingles. We've had imagine how many hailstorms and windstorms and everything else that ripped off.
I'm just thinking of the hailstorms in Ogden last year. There was a lot.
We were hearing from a contractor saying they went back and reshingled the house that they had shingled previously. It was only on there a year or two before it got damaged again for an insurance. So, you know, and that's hard because all that stuff's coming into our landfill double now, you know. And if we can divert it and get it recycled, certainly we would like to do that. To answer your question, we haven't done the shingle recycling for a little while because Metro then said, we get too many, we can't keep up. We can't take anymore.
Sure.
And that's the story with all types of recycling. We did that with pallets. We used to take pallets in, had companies that said, we'll take them. And then it got to be, we got so many of them. We only want certain sized ones. And then it had to be certain sized ones and in good condition. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, after a while, how many people are bringing those in? How can we justify picking off two out of a load of 20 and setting those over there and the time involved? You know, will we do that? Whatever we can, but whatever is within reason. But ultimately, if there's no market for it, it's garbage. And same thing with the shingle recycling, the pallets. Fortunately, we have a tire recycling company, Liberty Tire, that provides that service. Mm-hmm. We can get those tires set aside in our trailer right now, and then they come and clean us out, and we pay them for that service as well. So some of those things are DNR regulated about what it can and cannot go into a landfill. Other things are more optional.
Well, one of the things, and when we talk about the landfill, and usually I try to use one of our visits to specifically talk about landfill. You recently got to do the guided tour. You had, supervisors, both Boone and Story County.
And
some of the other folks from Story County. I mean, basically... Here's our space.
Here it is. Yep. And we have a nice view over by our new shop to look down and see. This is it. And, you know, you can imagine the hill growing to the north as the landfill will grow taller. But down the bottom where we have our last cell and how fast it's rising. And then you start looking to see how long it's going to be before it's up to the other levels and beyond. And then we're going to expand. And then that's it. And then it's filled to capacity. So, it tells the story, you know, plain and simple. There it is right in front of you. So it was good. And, you know, it paints you don't have to explain it. Mm-hmm. It shows it.
We fill up this much every day.
Yeah. And I'd plug about the tours too. You know, I've heard that Metro is doing some tours down in Des Moines. And I've always been open, and I would love to have groups come out to learn more about it, because I don't believe people truly understand what a landfill does, where their stuff goes. And, you know, you want to see the plain and simple truth of where your garbage goes, is come out to a landfill and see what happens. And it doesn't just magically disappear. There's quite a process involved. So if you have a group an organization, a, I don't know, family. I mean, you could come out one-on-one. I'd show it to one person, but I'd certainly rather tell it to 20 people instead and use that time. But any field trip opportunities, get schools, organizations, absolutely anybody that would like to come out, see the truth of where your garbage goes, understand where away is when your garbage goes away. Welcome to Away when you come out to the landfill.
And again, some of the challenges, again, people can ask, and I know because we've talked about it in the past, food waste, the amount of food waste you see is extraordinary. And what is the life and what happens after? Because there's a lot of requirements on landfills. And again, these are mandated things that you've got to plan for, and actually your predecessors were planning for.
Yeah,
because things don't change.
That's right.
I mean, you got the same things at the end of the road that you have to do. And again, new landfills, people say, well, we'll just find a new landfill. That's
hold on a second.
There's a reason Story County's coming here.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. So yes, when you know what are our options once our landfill is a landfill? When it's done, what do we do? We're probably going to be a transfer station, and all the material is going to go somewhere else. Kind of like what, as you mentioned, Story County, they don't have a landfill in their county, so then their stuff comes to us. What happens when we're full? Probably the same thing. It's going to go somewhere else. It's going to be transferred unless we could expand to expand our current property, adjoining property. That would be an option. Probably not an option to say, well, we'll get this one full and then we'll go north of Boone or wherever in the county and make another one. DNR probably does not want another landfill to regulate, and would we, when we would have to regulate our current one after we would close for another 20 years by DNR regulations to monitor leachate, haul it away, monitor for gas, and then add another one to that process. It makes you wonder why, and is that the best thing to do? So no, you know, extra work and to do that, and probably not going to happen. So what we have is what we have right now, and that's all we got.
So was it pretty eye-opening? I mean, because normally your supervisors don't get to come out and look at it and stuff like that.
And our county supervisors, our Boone County supervisors, they've seen they came out and saw the cell being built, so they had some familiarity with it, but they've also saw it being built, and then now they've seen
how much is in there
already. Look what's already happened. And so that's a pretty good telltale sign too of wow, it's going fast, and we certainly need to slow it down, be there for that service as long as possible. And so I think it was a good visit. It was good to see it all happening and tell the story that way. So I know I got a lot out of it. I enjoy showing people and seeing the expressions on their face to be like, wow, there's a lot of equipment, there's a lot of trucks, there's a lot of garbage coming in. When you think about, you know, 300, 400, 500, 600 ton a day coming in. Youch.
Well, I remember when you were doing the educational part, again, on when we were doing the paper recycling, you know, which, by the way, the truck travels all over the place and collects that. Yep. Because that is marketable. That you can really, you've got a market for
you
that.
You bet. Yep.
So, but that's one of those things where you would explain to people when they came in, especially those school kids, and say, this room would be full. And they go, whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah, when you can say this classroom would be full in 5 hours or whatever number of hours, you know, did some volume and weight calculations and be like, you know, puts it in perspective. Like this office that we're sitting in currently talking right now would be done in half an hour, an hour. It's not the hugest, but I mean, you put it in perspective to be like, wow, that's a lot of garbage. And we're doing it in an hour. And how well we compact things, you know, we're trying to smash it and preserve that space as much as possible, our precious airspace at the landfill. So we try to keep garbage on garbage, don't use dirt as much to cover, use a spray material, and we use heavy equipment to try to smash it down as much as possible. But you can only do so much with a mattress.
Yeah.
Those things are just impossible.
Mattresses and tires. You still get tires. They just do their own thing.
We pick them out.
But that's why we take those separately.
Yep.
And there is a cost for that, too.
That's right. Because
companies will handle those. Well, anyway, just some of the things to talk about. Coming up for you, let's see, holiday time. You're going to have some hours off. We'll talk on that again because we're going to visit before that. But you'll get the 4th of July. But summertime. So if people do want to find out more about doing a tour, something like that, or getting information, but what's the best way?
The easiest probably is the best is to call us up. 515-433-0591. You can find information on the website as well. If you do Google us, go to Boone County, Iowa landfill. There's other Boone counties out there in the in the nation.
Make sure it's Iowa.
Talk to us locally. But call us and we'll get something scheduled. Find out what you're most interested in seeing. Some people want to see more recycling side of things. Others want to see the landfill. If you want to do it all, that's great. I just need to know what kind of quantity of people we're talking about.
Plan accordingly.
That's right.
One of the other things, because I happened to just think about it and forgot about it. So, you know, it's just how I work here. Some days it just doesn't pan out the way I want. But I did want. Well, it's what we have. I struggle sometimes. Again, on the recycling part, the Keep Boone County Beautiful was what I wanted, because you've got a number of groups that did step up and are out there doing policing some of the roadways and stuff like that. Definitely something still available. If they want to find out more about it, they can make contact about that also.
You bet. Anything. Call us up. We'll get you some information about Adopt a Road, getting out, cleaning the communities, doing whatever you can to make it better, get the garbage where it's supposed to go, and get our county cleaned up a little bit.
All right. Yep.
Again, 515-433-0591. Recycling, hazardous waste, landfill.
You name it.
General questions. Unsure who to talk to. Right now we're getting calls from City of Boone people asking about the cleanup. And we,
What can we take? And
they get stuff left behind. And then they say, well, can we bring it to you? Yeah, you can bring it out yourself. Sure. An appliance is left behind or whatever. But have questions, please call. Don't just guess. And then we have to try to correct it from being in the wrong place.
At the wrong place. It happens.
Yep, it does.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.